Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Knowing Christ gave me opportunity to be set free, but he called me to walk in truth and to stay in the light. And I was withdrawing into my own refuge. And he said, no, you need to refuge in me. I am your safe place. I am your high tower. And so I was hiding away in the darkness of my growing fears. And in that time and place, I began to believe things that weren't true, like God must have favorites and I'm not on his list. And he must only do the good things for certain people. But surely, he's not going to do it for me because I've never had worth or value. I've always messed things up. So I began to have very convoluted thinking that did not add to good mental health. I was critical of myself. I was hard on myself. And I was critical of other people.
You know, you made this statement that broke my heart and mended it up all at the same time. You wrote, you have to become your own cheerleader. It's not easy when you've spent years saying mean-spirited things to yourself to then attempt being kind-spirited and tender-hearted. What was that like for you, Patsy, and how did that turnaround take place?
Well, people, God began to dribble at first people into my life. It was hard for them to find me when I was hiding away. But I began having really valuable conversations with light-bearing people, people who were standing firm in God's word and who had grown much farther along than I was. And we began having phone conversations, and then they began coming over and visiting me and bringing books for me to read. That each book became like a rope of hope, where I would learn a truth or two or three, and then practice them to see how they fit inside of me. And those things really helped. But they were saying good things to me that I was having a very hard time hearing or believing. Because when your heart is broken and crushed, what happens is people say the truth to you, and for a moment you try to grasp that that might be possible, but it seeps out all your broken places, and before long you're hearing the lie again. And so what God was calling me into was saying the truth to myself, and that truth being centered in his word. And so I began practicing the scriptures to me. Patsy, you need to become like a tree planted by the water. Or, for God so loved the world that he gave his life for you, Patsy. And you are precious to him and you are dear.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.